How dare you quote me? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker, latest presidential candidate, decided that the way to stand out from the pack would be not only to slam President Obama for being too deep into left field, but to criticize Republican budget hawk Paul Ryan for being too deep into right field with his Medicare reform plan.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering. I don't think imposing radical change from the right or the left is a very good way for a free society to operate.
That was on Meet the Press, and it seemed pretty clear. And it seemed to reflect the way a lot of Americans feel. They don't want to be part of somebody's social experiment, right or left. They want solutions that don't scare them. But conservative commentators pounced. And Gingrich got so spooked by the reaction, he went on Fox and not only took it all back, but issued a warning to any opponent who would use that quote.
Any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood. And because I have said publicly, those words were inaccurate and unfortunate, that was a mistake.
Essentially saying, I never intended to say what I said, and it's unethical to quote me when I make clear statements I don't mean. So now comes his wife's financial disclosure statement from 4 years ago, showing that at one time he owed as much as $500,000 to Tiffany's. That would imply some very generous gifts or a secret life as a rap artist. But so far, no comment. However, based on his handling of this other thing, my guess is he never intended to buy it, and any ad saying he did is a falsehood. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.